now in the Board of Equalization. And so we're going to look at that information in our packet. Steve, can you kind of take us, maybe give us just a little bit of explanation what our role is here? And we're looking at charitable organizations that receive an exemption to taxes, and maybe you can just look at this with us here. I mean, if we have a question, I guess we can look at it. We have two pages here.
This is the list that you see every year. Barbara can answer the questions a lot more.
Oh, Barbara, yeah. Will you do that for us? Thank you.
She works on these all the time and understands a lot more. These are the ones that apply for exemption because of the donation they give to the public.
Perfect. Thank you, Barbara. Sorry about that.
Yeah, so religious, charitable, or educational facilities. And so everything on the list you see in front of you is the same as last year, except that the Calvary Chapel, Sevier County, purchased one additional property. They purchased Brown Boots, which is next to their chapel. They're going to expand that and use that for classrooms in their church services. We didn't really see anything out of the ordinary of that, so we put that on the list. In the vehicles, there is a new vehicle for the Corporation of the Presiding Bishop, the LDS Church, has a new vehicle that replaced one of their older vehicles. So again, nothing that would really be out of the ordinary. One that is not on that list, and I don't know, Steve, did you get them there? Okay. It is from Mission at Richfield LLC application, and they're applying as a nonprofit organization. I've had Casey review it. And when you talk about a nonprofit, just being a 501c3 does not equate to being able to exempt for tax purposes. And the code cites a 1994 appeal, Howell versus the Board of Equalization in Cache County regarding IHC hospitals. So really, that appeal really dealt with the gift to the community. What burden is it relieving from the community? So something similar to what you see with the IHC hospital every year. And there really isn't anything compelling in their application that says that there's a gift to the community. I had Casey look at it. There's one little paragraph. It's in Exhibit A. I should have numbered the pages. It would have been easier to find. Basically says, as a nonprofit provider, we're reinvesting resources directly back into the community. This includes strengthening healthcare initiatives such as quality improvement programs, employee health insurance, innovative technologies, and relationship-centered care practices. So nothing there screams to me benefit to the community. So we're recommending that everything on the list be approved, and then we can get that going on. In this one, you have two options. Casey, you felt the same way about that gift to the community. You just felt like it was lacking.
Yeah, usually we're getting some sort of charitable plan. Like, for example, from the hospital, they present a 20-minute PowerPoint to us, you know, about all of that. We've got very little to really assess that, at least from our perspective, at least to recommend you. Like, I don't know if you have enough information to determine that, because we weren't able to determine that.
In the hospital, they'll show an actual dollar figure of charitable.
Yep.
You know, and it's millions of dollars that this hospital does give.
Between that and the write-offs.
So you're looking at that you know, burden that it would take off the community, and that would be the reason that we approve that charitable status. So according to code, you have two options. One, you can deny it today. They will appeal. Or two, you can request additional information and we'll set up an in-person meeting or via Zoom meeting or something so that they can maybe delve into, you can ask them some additional questions about what exactly that means. What do they think their gift to the community is? They are in other communities. Santa Fe County has this type of facility. However, it's run a little bit differently than what they are proposing here. They, in Sanke County, the property is owned by the Special Service District, and that's where it gets its tax exempt status from. And then it's leased to Mission LLC. So it's a little bit different than what you're looking at.
Where the property here is owned by this...
Mission LLC, and it's being leased to the Gunnison Valley Hospital. And I believe they purchased the property in July of last year. I thought Terry was going to be here, and she could tell you the tax amount that you'd be looking at. But our recommendation is you do one of those two things. You either ask for additional information and set up an in-person meeting, or you deny it, because we don't feel that there's a compelling reason.
There's a third option of approving it, but Barb and I are saying that that's not our recommendation that you do that.
So if we deny their request for tax exempt status, who do they appeal that to?
They would appeal that to the state.
Which agency in the state is that? Is
Utah there, State Tax Commission.
Tax Commission.
The Tax Commission, okay.
And then would the State Tax Commission give us directive of what it is, or approve or deny their appeal?
They would schedule the appeal. Both sides would have the chance to submit additional information, and we would have to, in our denial, tell them exactly what they were lacking and why we were recommending the denial of this. And we would have to appear. Usually they do these things
on Zoom.
Okay. But if you think there may be something there, maybe they just didn't fill out the application completely, maybe we didn't get all the information.
Yeah.
So it really takes it out of your hands if you deny it, because mm-hmm. then they will, based on a preponderance of the evidence, tell us what to do. And I don't know, I guess I'm erring on the side of maybe you want to talk to them before you do that.
Yeah, I mean, as a proponent of due process, which is a opportunity to be heard, I kind of feel like that isn't a bad option. It gives them, puts the burden back on them, saying, hey, we've looked at it, we're just not sure if we can really determine whether this is charitable or not. Please provide us with more information, you know, and however that looks, I don't know. But if we have time to do that, I would probably say that's a reasonable alternative. Gives them the option to be able to come in, and maybe we're missing something that we don't see in the application.
Is this something we do like in just a work session that we
you
can
could discuss
with
it with them in a work session, but a decision would have to be made
yeah,
as the board.
Then we can come back to this meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. It seems like if we're doing that, we're maybe in a position where we're more of a neighborly approach to it, like, you know, this is our give us what we're missing, yeah. or this is what we're seeing, now tell us where we're wrong or whatever. There's a little more dialogue there.
You can still say no if it's not enough.
Yeah, right. Sure.
You're just saying we need additional information yeah. because we don't see mm-hmm. the charitable gift to the community. We don't see that relieving of a burden
okay.
that would warrant okay. tax-exempt status.
They've listed some things that she just read off, but we just feel like it's pretty vague and not detailed enough, like what you were saying, Greg. They, you know, in the other cases, they're giving a specific number of here's what we believe is charitable, and they do.
They offer services for no cost
yeah.
to those who are indigent, so you're not seeing that here.
Yeah.
And, you know, health insurance for your employees maybe shouldn't be considered charitable. That might be a cost of doing business.
So, are we ready to make maybe a decision on this one, commissioners? Do we need to?
I've got one question on page 2,
okay.
at the top, the Central Utah Food Sharing.
Yes.
It lists contact person as Dean Woodbury. I think he's twice removed, isn't he?
Oh. Okay, I corrected every page, but that one, I will correct that.
Okay. I don't even know who's the newest.
Kristen.
Yeah. Can't think of her last name.
Sorry, it should be on the. It's on the tip of my tongue, but
sorry. Don't let your tongue.
I have Emily Hyde on one page.
It's Kristen, and I'll think of the last name here in the next few minutes. Sorry.
That's all the question I have.
Okay. So we've been given the information in the Board of Equalization. Do we make that determination in this board? Okay, we do then. So we can make, okay, we take action in this board then. Okay. So commissioners, are you ready to take action here then?
I'll be glad to make a motion. I make a motion that we ask for additional information in a work session, and we can follow it up in a commission meeting to make our decision whether we approve or not.
On this one?
On
the mission.
Approve the rest.
And then we approve this part then?
Yes.
Okay.
With that clarification, I'll second that.
So, and it's been, with that motion, I would call for a vote. All those in favor of that say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. So that is, that's the way we'll handle that one then.
Do we need to clarify that motion?
You
got a little bit. Yeah.
I think the more.
Maybe just restate it.
Maybe.
I'll make a motion to approve the tax exempt status because this one wasn't mentioned. And then we'll also make
tax
a request
list.
According to the list,
or something like that, yeah.
And make a motion to have Mission Health Services come to a work session so we can get more information from it.
Okay, with that,
do they need to come to a work session or just provide us with more information?
If
doesn't
you
matter.
Opt for that,
I said
the
work
law
session.
Requires.
Do we want them to come to a work session or just have them provide us
the
with more information?
The law requires an in-person kind
okay,
of
okay, so they've got to come then.
Yeah, yeah, they've got to come or via Zoom. I think it allows for that, but you can't just send them a request for additional information.
Okay, with that amended motion and second, all those in favor of that say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. So we'll approve that motion as given then. Thank you, Barbara.
Welcome.